This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Right, so let's start with Resh Mem Tet in Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Shabbos. And these are the dinim hashayochim le'erev Shabbos. These are the laws that apply to erev Shabbos. So let's begin that. Here we are. Ein holchim be'erev Shabbos yoser misholish parsois. One doesn't go traveling on Friday further than a distance of 3 parsot. Now 3 parsot is not very far, so we'll have to see what exactly that means. And the reason is kadeshi agia leveto be'od hayom gadol. Says to get home in time, when the day is still, when the sun is still high, in other words, not anywhere near the end of the day, so that the yuchal la'achin torcheisu le'Shabbat, the Shabbos, so that you're able to prepare for the needs of Shabbos. So let's learn the Mishnah Berurah here already, so that we get some kind of clarity. So if you look down at the Mishnah Berurah, the little aleph, about 10 lines on the bottom of the different, you've got different prints. Yoser Misholosh Parsos, you can see it? Mitchilas Hayom, this is a measure of time, not a measure of distance, says the Mishnah Berurah. So although the Shulchan Aruch says you don't travel more than Shir of Shalosh Parsos, that's a measure from the beginning of the day. V'hu Korev L'Shlish Hayom, which amounts to a third of the day. Kefi Mahalach Odom Beinu Yud Parsos B'yom. We assume that an ordinary person walks 10 parsaot in one day. So 3 parsaot is about a third of the day. And that's what it is. It's a time measure. So it's not dependent on how far you're walking. This is not to be measured in kilometers, but in hours. And therefore, if you're traveling by wagon or by horse, where you travel real fast, you can go much further than 3 parsaot. Actually, Shayom, you can travel until a third of the day. So assuming that the day is from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., a third of the day would be till 9, is that right? Would be 4 hours, would be till 10. So you shouldn't be traveling after 10 o'clock on Friday morning. That's what the Havach is. U'mehabach mashma l'hakel b'nosea ba'agara, and from the Bach it would appear that you can be makel if you're traveling by a vehicle, and you can go a little later than that. Lisa afilo achachat says, so you want to go even past midday. Uvivat shiyamud lishbois ba'od hayom gadol, provided you leave yourself enough time, b'chdesh yuchal achin tzorche Shabbos, that you can leave time for Shabbos. So if you're traveling in a vehicle, you can travel further, but the principle is to make sure that you leave enough time for preparing Shabbos. Bein sheho, let's go back into the Shulchan Aruch now, at the top. Bein sheholech leveis acherim, bein sheholech leveis. So this is irrespective whether you're going out for dinner or for Shabbos or you're going to your own home. Why is that so? If you're going out, why can't you travel later? Why must you be there early if you're going out? So that could be one problem. So let's have a look again in the Mishnah Berurah before we even go further in the Shulchan Aruch. Leveso, haynu lemokum sheshoveshom. That means the place doesn't have to be your own house necessarily, but the place where you're making Shabbos. So whether you're going to the place that you're making Shabbos, or in little gimel, sheholech leveso, va'af shehu mechaven shebeveso yeh lo yoser oinek Shabbos. And even if the reason he's traveling is to get to his own home, because he believes he'll enjoy Shabbos more at his own home, so he's traveling, he's on the way back from Durban or whatever it is, and he's in the car, and he's now got time, it's beyond midday, and according to Shulchan Aruch, he will stop traveling. So he says, but if I make it home, I'll have a nicer Shabbos, and stopping somewhere on the way, and having to spend Shabbos on the way. Mikol makom osur. He still shouldn't do that. Why? Shema lo yed uklal mibiyoso v'lo hichinu bishvilo. They don't know that he's arriving. He's going to walk in 2 minutes before Shabbos, and they haven't prepared for him. So what is the problem? The problem is not only his preparing for Shabbos. The problem is, what do you do if somebody walks in and half an hour before Shabbos that you weren't expecting? So you start panicking and you start adding things onto the stove and into the oven, and you start doing things which come close to Chilul Shabbos. So what would you say in today's age where you've got cell phones? And you can phone home and say, I'm going to make it for Shabbos. I'm going to be late, but I'm going to make it for Shabbos. That would be all right. And he says, even before the time of cell phones, he goes on to say, In our places, people only make a bit extra. You don't make exactly. Isn't that pathetic? In their days, people used to prepare exactly what was, so that if somebody else walked in, there was nothing to eat. There was nothing you had to give extra. That's how people live. We forget, we take it for granted how we live. In those days, that's how it was. So we're not makbid about this din at all. We don't mind walking in just before Shabbos. Whether you're going to your own house or to other houses, we sometimes turn up rather late. Jackie, I think I've turned up at your place rather late. And that's true. But many other Achronim I see have said, the Mogen Avraham paskens this, that nowadays you don't have to worry about this and you can make it home, and even if you come in at the last minute. Still, the other Achronim say that one should be careful not to travel close to the evening, because it brings one to Chilul Shabbos. Whether it's your own home or you're at a guest, when you arrive last minute, they add things into the pot. And to add something raw into the pot just before Shabbos, that's an issue. And they don't think of it, they put something else in. And sometimes it happens that you're on the road and you don't make it in the time you thought you would, and you don't get to your hotel or to your home in time and it's already dark. And you land up carrying on Shabbos and traveling out of the area on Shabbos, and questions about your animal traveling on Shabbos. And therefore, even if you're in a village, get home early. Don't be distracted by saying, there's still plenty of time, the road is clear, I'll make it. But if it did happen that it was already after sunset, but not yet nightfall, and you're within the tchum of the city, but not in the city itself, you may walk from there. You've got to get off the horse or the wagon, as he explains in Siman Reish Samech Vav. So what is the principle we're learning? The principle we're learning is two reasons to be careful about last minuteism on Shabbos. The one is that you yourself might be delayed and come to Chilul Shabbos. And the other is that you walk into your own home or somebody else's home unexpected, just before Shabbos. People do things for you that could be Chilul Shabbos.
The problem is that
it comes back on Friday. Yeah, it is a problem. It is there. There have been problems. There's an LR flight that comes in just before Shabbos. I don't know why people don't object to that. They object like South Africans object. You know what? We don't really like it, but if you carry on doing it, we'll carry on flying with you. Isn't that so? That's how South Africans do it. Instead of saying, forget it, nobody travels on LR to South Africa. So you travel around, it's a bit more expensive, it'll happen for a few weeks, and after that, they'll all be changed to fly. But South Africans don't do that kind of thing, they just carry on, we just carry on.
So whatever was considered
like enough time, I mean enough time for me is going to be very different to enough time for someone else. Just to make sure that you're not going to get yourself into a state where you're going to do things that are Chilul Shabbos. So again, it's a little bit easier because here we've got help in the house and things like that, and there's routines. So each person has to work out for them that just to watch the two issues. The issue number one is, if I'm delayed on the way, I would leave myself enough time that if I have an emergency on the way, I can still make it. The truth is, it's probably against the halacha to take that halacha flight. Probably against it. It's against the din to take that. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's against the halacha. It's just that the Fum people today are selective about what they're selective about. You know, we get very upset if people don't keep certain halachas, and they say, "What kind of religious Jews?" It says, "After all, it says in Shulchan Aruch, how can you do this?" It says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't start a journey on Friday that brings you in just before Shabbos, and these are the problems that can take place. So the one problem that people aren't expecting you, that's not so serious because now we have communication, and you can let somebody know that you're coming. But the other problem, that if there's some kind of a delay, you're in trouble, that's something you should be careful of. And particularly in a case like South Africa, where there's danger. So what are you going to do if you come late? You're not going to walk? What are you going to do?
Walk from the airport.
So you're not. What are you going to do? So you've. So now you're putting yourself in a situation where you might have to drive. So therefore, I hold that al pi halacha, you're not allowed to take that flight in the winter. Certainly, in the winter, the sun that's a bit easier. There should be no reason that to be able to take that flight should not be allowed. Back in the it's also very bad. It's also very. It's almost impossible. It's almost impossible to. Yeah, it's almost impossible to make that flight without preparing. And you know what? The moment if the community would just embargo and say, "Well, you know, get your flights right, or we're not flying," literally, it would take 2 or 3 weeks, and the thing would be sorted out. But as I say, it's not the South African way. The honey milik kishur be yishur b'makum shiyuchal lahachin tzorfe Shabbos. And there was an issue with El Al when they were doing a couple of, it was a year ago, when they were doing certain flights on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and all the Haredim stopped using it. They just stopped using El Al, that was it. And it didn't take El Al very long to sort out. V'hani milik shu v'yishu b'makum shiyuchal lahachin tzorfe Shabbos. And this is if you're in a populated place where you can prepare for Shabbos. Aval im b'mokum shu sham yif shavu lahachin tzorfe Shabbos. But if by stopping early you would be in a place where you couldn't keep Shabbos, there's nothing that you couldn't put anything together. Or she'en b'mokum yishu b'tuach, or it's not secure. Buta leirech hafilu kama parsos, then you may travel later, in order to get to a safe place where you can keep a proper Shabbos. And if people are expecting you and they know you're on the way, you can travel further in any event. So it's not a question of 10 o'clock in the morning, that's it, or midday, that's it. It's you've got to make a judgment. The judgment is leaving yourself enough time to manage for emergencies and to make sure that the people you're going to are expecting you. Otherwise, it would become otherwise there would be issues. So again, this follows with what we were learning the last 2 weeks, that the bringing in of Shabbos starts long before Shabbos. Remember, it starts on Thursday doing the laundry, and on Friday doing the cooking, and planning your traveling. All of this helps you get in, apart from the technical things. See, halacha is very interesting. Halacha, we work out the halachas technically. We don't work out the halacha philosophically. So we don't say, because Shabbos needs time to get into, start preparing for it on Thursday. The reasons we give for preparing are very technical reasons. When we calculate what one is meant to do, we have a method of calculation which is halachic reasoning, and that's the way we determine what to do and what not to do. But once we've understood the halacha, we've got to ask ourselves what's behind the halacha. It's not just a matter of doing it in order that you don't come to do. There's more to it than that. What's more to it than that is that we need to start preparing for Shabbos already on Thursday. The fact is, psychologically, we start preparing for Shabbos early on Wednesday. At the end of the Shu Shil Yom of Wednesday, at the end of the day, we say Shu Shil Yom. And what's the last posuk we say of the Shu Shil Yom on Wednesday? We say the Chun Ranador. We say the first verse of Kabbalah Shabbat, we say at the end of the Shu Shil Yom of Wednesday. So that you're already then, Wednesday already, you're starting to think Shabbos. Thursday, you're getting the laundry done. Friday, you're getting the cooking done, you're making sure you're not traveling. By the time Shabbos comes in, you've had 2.5 days of psyching yourself into it. You can't rush in from a weekday Friday, which is absolutely a normal day, and rush into a Shabbos and think that that you're going to get yourself into a Shabbos mode. You're only starting to get into the Shabbos mode by Shabbos afternoon, and then Shabbos is nearly out. There's such a lot that we have to gain from Shabbos. There's such a lot we have to achieve on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of incredible achievement. There's no way we can do it just by wandering into or rushing into Shabbos from a weekday. It needs all of this preparation. And we'll see in the rest of the simon, we won't go further tonight, but we'll see in the rest of the simon all sorts of other things that we do so as to get ourselves programmed and ready to move into that. The human soul and mind can't, it's not digital, you can't turn us on and off. We have to gradually move into situations. It's in every situation. We don't spiritually connect with situations that we haven't prepared for. You're thrown into a situation, you know, that's what shock is. It's a situation of shock, is a situation for which you're unprepared. And that's a chesed, the Ribbono Shel Olam numbs us during a situation of shock so that we can deal with it in a slower time frame. He actually numbs us in the beginning. So if we come into Shabbos in a state of shock, which is what most of us do most Shabbos in, then we're numb. We're actually numb. And how do most of us feel about Friday night? Kind of pretty numb. And we miss Shabbos. We actually miss Shabbos. Week after week, we just miss Shabbos. Because we haven't invested in it in the process of getting there. We should see the 6 days of the week are just means of getting to Shabbos. Shabbos is the day you really grow. Your whole week's growth comes on Shabbos if you're able to build yourself up to that so that you can really invest properly on Shabbos.